Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The North American International Livestock Exposition, the largest all-breed purebred livestock expo in the world, opens today in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center. We'll get to some of the big numbers and economic impact, but today a visit with John Chisholm, who oversees the expo's beef show, on the opportunity this presents for Kentucky's livestock farmers.
In my position as beef superintendent, I uniquely get to visit with a lot of Kentucky producers and nationwide producers from the standpoint of being able to come to the North American, exhibit your cattle, your breeding programs, and at the same time, even those out-of-state folks that have come in or international folks, there are some exhibitors even from Canada that come into the North American and exhibit their breeding programs. It creates a unique opportunity for Kentucky producers to be able to visit with those folks, look at their genetics and understand what's going on in the particular breed that they're interested in.
To that point, he notes there are some private business deals done during the show. Some of the breeds hold sales there at the Expo Pavilion.
In different years, different breeds will actually have sales there, selling genetics, selling live animals, and selling the embryos and semen and so on for producers to use in their own herd. It's one of the most prestigious events of its type in the world.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November the 11th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses and Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
We're back with John Chisholm, superintendent of the North American Beef Show. Due to efforts of the Tobacco Settlement-funded ag development process, Kentucky cattle genetics have improved significantly in recent years, and the North American provides further opportunity.
You take some exhibitors from the far west, Montanas and the Wyomings and the Dakotas and so on, they have different genetic bases than what we have here, and it gives our breeders and our producers here in Kentucky a chance to see those genetics, see those individuals and how they look and how they grow and how they compare.
The North American runs through November 17th with nearly 30,000 livestock entries and more than 200,000 visitors, providing an economic impact of over $16 million. Complete details online at livestockexpo.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.